The Man Who Invented Florida by Randy Wayne White. Narrated by Dick Hill. Copyright 1993 by Randy Wayne White. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with St. Martin's Press and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Author's note: this book is a work of fiction. Names, characters, places, and incidents are either the product of the author's imagination or have been used fictitiously. An example: the town of Mango on the outskirts of Tampa should not be confused with the Everglades fishing village of Mango found only in this book. Another example: the late Irvin T. Rouse did exist, and the genesis of the Orange Blossom special is put down as he related it. However, he was the author's friend, not Tucker Gottrell's. Mr. Rouse, the author believes, would have embraced the exigencies of fiction as warmly as he once embraced his fiddle at the old Gator Hook Bar and Grill. Otherwise, in this novel, any resemblance to events, locales, or actual persons living or dead is entirely coincidental. Here is land, tranquil in its beauty, serving not as the source of water, but as the last receiver of it. Harry S. Truman, Address at Dedication of Everglades National Park. Oh, God damn it, we forgot the silent prayer. Dwight D. Eisenhower, at a cabinet meeting. Prologue. The northern latitudinal line, known as the 26th parallel, bisects cities and countryside and rolling open ocean.